Hey, Don. Have you ever wondered whether dinosaurs could walk and breathe at the same time?
Not really, Ayle, but why wouldn't they be able to?
Lizards can't do both at once. They have to pause when they're running in order to take breaths.
Okay, so then if we want to know whether dinosaurs could breathe and run at the same time, shouldn't we be looking to birds instead of lizards? I saw Jurassic Park, and I know that birds evolved from dinosaurs.
You're right. And birds, as well as alligators, the dinosaurs' closest living relative, both have mechanisms for breathing and walking at the same time. What's particularly striking is the fact that birds and alligators, unlike humans and other mammals, have a hinge-like joint in their pelvis that allows the pubic bone to move. When an alligator or bird inhales, the pubic bone rocks downward, expanding the abdominal cavity. In the particular case of the gator, its liver is attached to its lungs and acts as a breathing pump. The liver moves into that extra space in the abdominal cavity created by the rocking pubic bone. Thus, the lungs have room to expand. When the gator exhales, the pubic bone moves back into place, reducing the size of the abdominal cavity and pushing the liver back against the lungs.
So let's say the dinosaurs could walk and breathe at the same time. So what?
For a long time, scientists believed that dinosaurs were sluggish, clumsy, slow-witted animals. If they could breathe while they ran, however, that would mean they could have had the endurance to lead quite active lifestyles.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.